story. Just again inspired by this Chinese film. This dragon on some kind of volcano lava thing there. I mean, that figure there and that scene there, we could take it somewhere that you have that kind of beast, some kind of being, dragon-like or whatever, living there on that volcano, and it's a kind of then a scenery, and of course beings in the other world, on the Boer side. But you see, there's all this enormous energy there, fiery red and yellow, and but to that dragon in this case, I'm just looking at it in this film here, it's at home there. It's like the natural environment for that being, because that being is fiery, him or herself. So, but then, in this scene there, all of a sudden we see high up there on the edge of that volcano two tiny beings, and they are actually two humans, a boy and a girl, who have ventured, now they are on Earth, they have ventured to a volcano that is active, just to look down into that molten lava down there. So that's all they see, because they don't have eyes to see the life going on there. So we can take that kind of situation and use in different, how to say, situations where something going on in that otherworldly world all of a sudden is seen from the earthly point of view, where the two coincide in kind of landscape or whatever is kind of the same, because that's how it is also said, that in Preta Loka or whatever, this Buvar Loka, just close to earth, it's the form is the same, of, I guess, on the landscape and environment like that. But then, depending on which realm you yourself look from the eyes of a physical body or from the subtle eyes, body eyes, it looks different. Mainly in terms of being, of beings, of life going on there, buildings also, that exist, but that the human eyes cannot see.